Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome into the show. Glad to have you today. Been a fun show so far. We got a lot to do, so let's waste no time. Patrick Mahomes' ankle. Apparently, like nothing ever happened.
Oh, I am looking at our buddy James Palmer from the NFL Network just tweeted out video of him at practice. He's running around without a limp. How is that possible? He's jogging around, to be fair. Now, yeah. Of course, game speed will be totally different. But then I also saw Patrick Mahomes' press conference. He looked like a guy without a care in the world.
Probably happy he's playing in the AFC Championship game, and maybe he does feel better than expected.
I felt better than I thought I was going to be after the game. I mean, moving on it during the game definitely hurt, but after the game, I was able to rest it and kind of ice it up and do different stuff like that. I felt in a little bit better position, and obviously the next morning, felt a little bit better, and I've continued to get better throughout the weeks.
He ain't lying. I mean, he looks like he's doing a lot better.
What is going on here?
Listen, he's superhuman. I don't know. Tim Brown joined us earlier. He said he's had the high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
This is back in his day.
He said he had to have a piece of felt attached to the most sore point and tie it on as tight as he could without losing circulation. It sounded very extreme. Mahomes, yeah, this is incredible. He looks much better.
Listen, I had a feeling that there was going to be a twist here this week. You know, it just seemed a little too obvious that Joe Burrow plays like Superman in the snow in Buffalo, embarrasses the Buffalo Bills a week ago. Mahomes go in the first quarter, suffers the ankle sprain, comes back and plays on a beast Jacksonville. So it would just set up, of course, you know, Joe Burrow. This would be like the Red Sea parting for them to get to the Super Bowl. I felt like there was going to be a twist, and I think it's got to be Mahomes. Now, here's the thing. You know, one of those defensive guys.
Yeah.
Falls on his leg again. Who knows what's going to happen? It's football, but this has got to be a great sign if you're Kansas City.
No, I'm very curious. Will the line move back towards KC again now? I'm not sure. I thought it's got to be, if they're both healthy, could you make a good argument that this is a pick 'em toss-up game, that there's not a significant difference?
Yeah, but I just because he looks good, I don't know if you'd say he's healthy. Like, okay. Jalen Hurts looked good last week. Do we think he's 100% healthy, though?
You're exactly right, especially his style of play. He's going to need a lot of mobility. But, man, if you're a Chiefs fan, you have to be breathing a sigh of relief right now.
Totally. Well, the line has come down. It's now Chiefs plus one, where I think it gotten up to how high was it? Three at some sports book. I'm looking
at then it came down to 1.5.
I'm looking at DraftKings.
I was so proud that I got on early when it was Bengals plus one. And now that it's probably going to go back to Bengals plus one.
Yeah.
If he's running around on Friday, I mean, it is an Arrowhead. That's a one reason that the line will never get too far away from KC.
Yeah, this the Bengals have been so good on the road, it's almost like it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but then again, Kansas City, as you know, at Arrowhead is also, that's a thing. And I know that I know what happened last year, but it's still an impressive home field.
No doubt. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We're looking ahead now. Mahomes looking good. Out there jogging.
By the way, we saw a jog.
We did see a jog.
We're not
and
quite ready to
say. And him walking out of the media room.
And him walking out of the media room looking very smiley and confident.
Yeah, I don't know what that has to do with it.
Well,
you're like, he looks so happy. It's like, well, why would he look sad?
You know, injured guys, they just look different. You could tell when a guy, they're just sad. You know,
you ought to be honest, like A.J. Brown looked on the sideline against the Giants. He looked like he was frustrated And then we found out from Nick Sirianni that he's hurt.
You believe that?
Yes.
No, he was frustrated. He wasn't getting targets. No wide receiver. There's nothing else that wide receivers get mad about. All they care about is targets. They're sort of made that way. That's why they're so good. They want the ball every play.
That is true.
I don't believe that A.J. Brown was really hurt. I think he was mad about targets. That's my theory, and I'm sticking with it.
All right. Let's check in on our buddy Aaron Rodgers.
What the f*** is Aaron Rodgers up to today?
A lot. Sat down for an hour with McAfee yesterday, and it was a wide-ranging interview, as it usually is. But one thing we want to circle in on, we'll do a couple things, but first, Rodgers was asked several times, not just about his future, but his future outside of Green Bay, and what would that be like, and has he thought about it? So here's a little of Rodgers talking about, first, a potential separation from the Packers.
To be open to the possibility, if I want to keep playing, that it might be somewhere else, I understand that. I understand they might want to move on and go younger at a number of different positions. It's not with any malice. It's not with any animosity. It's with complete gratitude for an incredible organization that's done a ton for me.
Rodgers also talking about he's not afraid of change.
Change is a part of this business. It's a part of life. And being open to it and embracing whatever that change looks like is an important part of coming to peace with whatever decision lies ahead of you.
That's so funny, because he's been in the same team his entire career. So I don't know what he's talking about, but okay.
Well, other changes in your life, I guess. I don't know.
You mean breaking up with a famous person every 6 months? Yes.
Yeah, that happens. change, growth. These are all the buzzwords from the offseason. But he does actually sound like someone who would be at peace with leaving. Now, it doesn't, to be fair to Rodgers, it doesn't seem like he's looking for the first exit. He never gave that inclination, like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get out of here. He was just saying, like, he understands that this could be part of it, and I think he's made peace with it.
Right, but we've heard Aaron Rodgers claim that he's made peace with things. Remember he said that whatever journalists say will not bother me, and then he flipped out because Hub Arkish, I can't remember what.
Called him a.
Yeah,
he called
said
him
he
was, a, no.
He wouldn't vote for him for MVP because
he's
a bum.
Like a bad guy or something.
Yeah,
and something then Aaron called him a bum.
Aaron called him a bum. Yeah. Hub Arkish, longtime NFL reporter. So that was right after Aaron Rodgers said, I don't care what anyone writes about me. He clearly does care. So when he says he's at peace with change, I have trouble believing him.
He also, he says that he's got someone in his life who kind of keeps him up to speed on what people are saying about him on social media. And I'm like, having an imaginary friend? Like, it's you. I think he's just scrolling.
No, a lot of athletes have their social media guy. He might be, who does their tweets and their Instagrams. Maybe it's that guy who's telling him.
Okay, but if you're Aaron Rodgers, and somebody says, hey, someone's saying this about you, don't you say, hand me the phone. I'd like to see it for myself.
Oh, of course.
Because he accuses everyone else of, like, just reading the headlines and not, he would be a fraud if he
any athlete who says it. The athletes that say they don't care what anyone says are the most sensitive. I mean, didn't KD at one point say, oh, I'm immune to what everyone says? And now it's been clear that he cares about what everyone, including any random Instagram user, thinks.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think he's a bum. He's an absolute bum.
Not KD. We like KD.
No, KD's fine. So the funny thing about this, right, about Rodgers being open to change and thinking about where this could be. Now, we can talk about the Raiders and we can talk about Miami and stuff like that. But the one name that does keep coming up, and probably because a lot of people in the media live in the city we live in, is New York. Right, that the Jets might be an attractive situation. And we know the Jets really want to go after a veteran quarterback. Zach Wilson's been a bust. And there's just so much of the similarity because Favre was traded to the Jets also. So there's like all of this in there. And then there's this idea that how would Rodgers handle New York City? To be honest, I don't think this would be a huge issue for him. But if he is sensitive and his radar is up on what people say about him, New York would be like living in hell for him, because you're going to be talked about all the time with a negative spin. That's just how it is in New York. If you win, they'll love you. But if it's anything short of that, you've disappointed and you're not living up to expectations. It's really all or nothing in New York. And I think he would just be annoyed by it more than anything.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like he could, this could sound weird, but he could disappear a little bit with the Jets, because there's so much lower profile in the Packers. I mean, and there's so much less pressure. No one would expect him to win. When Favre went to New York, it was like a vacation. He disappeared from the NFL scene because they weren't good. And I don't know. Like, I feel like Aaron Rodgers is going to have no pressure with the Jets because the Jets haven't won in a decade. He'll have pressure, but if he went to the Cowboys, he better win now. Right. There are certain teams where he would have to go and he would have to get to the Super Bowl. No one's going to say that about the Jets. So there'd be a little bit of break. Yeah, there'd be a lot of media attention. Yeah, there'd be the back page. But he is, there's no way. He gets more attention than any football player in the world.
Do you remember when Tebow went to the Jets?
Yeah, but Tebow got attention. Tebow could go to dinner in Denver. Tebow is Tebow's wildly popular nationally.
What do you think Aaron Rodgers is?
Right, I'm just saying, it doesn't matter. Tebow was like that everywhere. Tebow in New England would get hundreds of people who came to watch
him. I know, practice. But so would Rodgers. Like, that's my point. I think Tebow and Rodgers are on the same level fame-wise.
Right, Tebow got it everywhere, not just New York. He could not go to restaurants anywhere in this country.
But same with Rodgers. And even he thought New York was particularly tough.
But honestly, Rodgers, what New York Jet even goes to New York? It's way out in the burbs of New Jersey. It's not even a New York team. I don't think the Jets is a high pressure situation at all for him.
Here's the thing about the Jets. It's not, you're right, nationally, the Packers are much more of a national brand than the New York Jets. But New York has a way of being a fishbowl. And if you've got somebody who's given you everything that's said about you on social media or everything that's said about you, it's just a lot of noise.
But the social media is not bigger on Jets. Do you think Chad Pennington got more attention than, say, Tony Romo? No, of course not.
No, but in New York,
it
probably felt to him like he was getting as much attention as Tony Romo because everyone's talking about you all the time in the city, and then everyone's coming back and saying, did you hear what so-and-so said about you? And did you hear what so-and-so said?
Aaron Rodgers, there's no way. How can people talk about Aaron Rodgers more? No, there could be more people talking about Aaron Rodgers. Everybody talks about him every single day.
Well, you're right about that, but think about Zach Wilson. I mean, Zach Wilson should nobody just be a nobody. About we talked about the national media latched on to Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson, nobody talks about Zach Wilson.
We asked Ryan Leaf about Zach Wilson the last time he was on.
We did because he was a bust, but Zach Wilson is one of the lower profile quarterbacks in the NFL. Nobody cares about the Jets. The Jets are at 1 o'clock every Sunday. They have no interest to anyone.
Well, they wouldn't be with Rodgers. It's not even.
They wouldn't be with Rodgers.
It's almost not even about. Well, it is about the football. Of course, it's about the football, but it would be about everything else too, right? It's just.
Like what? Well, like going to the Applebee's in Florham Park or wherever? No, wherever that town in Jersey
is? Yeah, Florham Park.
I don't understand. What Rodgers lives in L.A. for half of the year and it dates celebrities. It goes to Puerto Vallarta with Miles Teller. What does he care what Connor Hughes says about him?
Okay. If Geno Smith had gotten punched in the Chargers locker room, do you think that it's still the same? Because that was such an LOL, like, unfortunately for Geno. Yeah. But that was such a huge story. If Rex Ryan
wasn't outside New York.
But in New York it was.
In New York it was, but nationally nobody knew the guy's name who punched Geno.
If Rex Ryan had stayed with the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
Do you think that he would be this big TV figure?
He got famous because of Hard Knocks, not because of New York.
Well, he was the coach of the Jets.
Right, but if he had been doing all that cursing on the Ravens, he would have been a huge figure.
Mm.
Now, the Jets do not play nationally. I'm very positive. They're in the bottom half of the league.
But I'm saying not nationally.
But what does Aaron Rodgers care about what people in New York? He's not going to listen to WFAN.
He listens and cares what people say about him in Green Bay.
No, he doesn't. He listens only to national shows. I know. I've heard him talk about it. He's totally, totally clued in on everything ESPN does.
Well, let me tell you, and I don't listen to everything on Green Bay radio. I know we're on in Green Bay, and we love it. But I would imagine the tenor and the tone is much different on radio in Green Bay than it is in New York. Right. I'm not saying that they're not critical or anything, but in New York, I know because I did it. You're finding tension all the time.
And guess what? The last thing on earth Aaron Rodgers has ever heard is the radio in Green Bay. Why would he be listening to the radio in Green Bay when Stephen A. Smith is leading every single show with him right now? He's the face of ESPN. He gets so much coverage. It's unbelievable. Who cares what the local radio says?
Well, I think he's one of those guys that he does care. I think it's like KD. We wonder why does KD care about what random Instagram person says? Some guys just care.
Do you think that Favre had a hard time handling the New York media?
Favre was a whole disaster here, as it turns out. That was a whole other situation.
Yeah, he wasn't having issues with the media. He was having issues with other
things.
In
the building.
Yeah.
Yeah,
reprehensible. That had nothing to do with the New York Park.
Favre is also one of those guys who he's media savvy. Like, he knows how to handle the media. Rodgers is one of those people who he would antagonize the media.
Yeah.
And New York media does not get antagonized. They will fight back.
He does not care about New York media at all. By the way, I can promise you, come to New York City once in his entire tenure. I don't think he crossed the river into Manhattan the entire time he was a Jets quarterback.
Well, the other part, too, about, well, I don't know about that. But the other thing about Favre is they went 9-7. Like, as far as Jet seasons go, that's a success. You know, he ended up getting hurt.
Yeah, and they were like 6-1 or something before he hurt his elbow. And like they were rolling. They were playing really well.
So that bought him a little bit of time.
Okay. Do you think
Aaron Rodgers cares about what everybody says about him? Why wouldn't he care suddenly in New York if you're splashed across the back pages?
He could care less. Because he is already splashed across the back pages and he lives in Green Bay.
I know, it bothers him when he
says it doesn't bother him. 100%
attention.
Him.
He's at 100%. There's no 110% attention because the New York Daily News has a clever cover. He's got so much hype in his life that he could handle this easily.
I think it's the daily interactions. It's not like the back pages or what the Post writes or what people tweet.
He doesn't.
It's reporters and writers and media people being in that room every single day, every week, at practice, after games, after good games, after bad games, and it's going to be constant media attention. And then plus, you get media attention in New York because there's all these other media outlets here that you just don't have in Green Bay. He's going to constantly be surrounded. He's going to be stalked,
paparazzi, all that stuff. Now, let me ask you a question, though. When Chad Pennington was a quarterback for Jets, was it like that?
No, because he was Chad Pennington.
Yeah, it's not Aaron Rodgers. Like,
or when Vinny was the quarterback.
But half the people.
Because he's Vinny, no.
This idea that the Jets are some difficult place to play, I've not
Sanchez
heard that.
Had it.
Yeah, Mark Sanchez
had it. Yeah, because he's from USC and is a matinee idol. But even that, it wasn't that
but
hard
he was
to play
also
here.
A media, like, he was bigger. Tebow
you
was like that for like the.
Stuck
he was,
in the New York bubble.
He started three games, Tim Tebow. And he was
okay, but we're stuck in the New York bubble, but that's where Rodgers would be.
No, you guys, you understand, nobody cared about Sam Darnold in America except New Yorkers. Sam Darnold is a nobody. He could walk down the streets of
and Aaron Rodgers is not a nobody. And, Aaron Rodgers is a somebody.
Saying, being also, the Jets quarterback doesn't even matter. It's not that hard.
But Sam Darnold is also another all-time bust. Terrible. Rodgers comes in as a walk-in Hall of Famer and a four-time MVP and a Super Bowl champ. It's totally different.
But you have to admit, the pressure would definitely be less on Rodgers if he was a Jets than if somehow he ended up in Dallas.
No, the one thing about the pressure, to win, I probably not much. But the thing is the Jets are also the Jets. So you can come in with a great reputation. You can come in and unless you're one of those teams that played in 2009 and 2010 that got to the back-to-back AFC championship games, most likely your reputation probably takes a hit if you play here.
Maybe, but you
because
really...
the organization, sorry, Samter, but the organization has a way of finding embarrassing things.
But I think you have a lot less risk of killing your reputation here in New York because nobody's going to expect you to go to the Super Bowl, where there's a lot of teams Rodgers could go to where it's going to be like, you know, he could have a Brett Favre in his final year in Minnesota or Tom Brady last year.
No, I agree with you about the Super Bowl expectations, but it's all the other stuff about like.
Also, Rodgers was pretty bad this year, so I think the bar is a little low.
But the team who acquires him, if they do trade for him, is not going to expect last year's Aaron Rodgers. They're going to expect 2010 Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Whether fair or unfair, that's what it's going
to
be.
To me, a quarterback like Dak Prescott is under so much pressure.
Well, he hasn't won yet.
Yeah, I know. I don't feel like the Jets quarterback is one of the higher profile jobs in the NFL.
855-212-4CBS. I don't think it's the Jets quarterback. I think it's Rodgers in New York. You got to think about it that way. 855-212-4CBS.
Look at Russell Wilson in Denver. He became the sole focus of the entire United States of America, and he was in Denver. It didn't matter if he was in New York. How many people were talking about Russell Wilson? Everybody.
I mean, because it was epically bad.
I know.
Embarrassingly
it doesn't
bad.
Matter if it's Denver or New York. And all 32 NFL teams are national. Every single one of them, even the Houston Texans. There's no local. This isn't baseball.
I disagree. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Rodgers open to change. Where should he go? If indeed that change comes. We want to hear from you. You can hang out with us on youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. We're across the country on all CBS Sports Radio stations, our amazing affiliates. You can also download the free Odyssey app, and that's where you can find us. We're on Sirius XM as well. Bottom line, we're everywhere. We're in your dreams. Maggie and Perloff, don't go anywhere. More after this, including a major hiccup in one MVP's future. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. Don't move.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, back on Maggie and Perloff. A high ankle sprain is not really your ankle. It is the ligaments that connect the tibia and the fibula just above the ankle have been stretched out. So that makes sense because if you put in your mind what happened to Patrick Mahomes when he planted, it was his leg. It didn't feel like he twisted his ankle. But man, we're flabbergasted by how he was jogging without a limp because he looked beat up on Sunday, Maggie.
I'm telling you, I think I know that Romo was like, there's no way he's going to be able to be 100%. I don't know. Even since probably Tony's time in the league, which was not that long ago, I feel like they keep getting better and better in terms of treating these injuries. And he looked fine. We're watching video and he looks like himself at practice.
I feel like as a Big J journalist, maybe Tony Romo should not have weighed in so vociferously on Patrick Mahomes' ankle during the game.
Because we all wanted to know.
He set the narrative for the week, not really knowing what was going on. I don't think Tony had an MRI yet when he made that assumption. But in effect, everyone was talking about, oh, Romo said he's going to be barely going to be able to practice. Yeah. You know, he's out there flinging the ball around.
You know, Romo's just talking. Let's go to the phones. 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers and his next destination. Paul's in Wisconsin has a thought. What's up, Paul?
Hey, nice talking to you guys.
You too.
When they traded Adams, they could have had two number one picks like in 2022 and 2023, but instead they take, you know, a one and a two in 22, leaving the Raiders, you know, number one picks in 23 and 24. So that way, you know, they can just unload Rodgers over there for a couple number one picks. And
wait, what? Is this true? Do we have any verification? Do you have a second source there? So you're saying that they were offered the two ones.
They had the franchise tag on them. So then when you franchise a tag, a player, they could have, they're supposed to get a number one in 22 and 23, but the Packers decided just to take Number one and number two.
I think it's not to get too bore everybody. There's two different types of tags. And if you do the non-exclusive versus the exclusive, if you do the non-exclusive and another team comes in and ends up taking the player, then you get two first-round picks back.
But this was a trade, right? Oh, I see. So you're saying they took the trade instead of waiting for the tag to work out. Okay.
Well, yeah, because they tagged them and then traded them. And then what the Raiders did to Derek Carr towards the end of the, you know, the season, they didn't really need to do that with two games to go, but then – you know, they kind of severed the ties with them, just kind of smoothed the path for Rodgers to come to L.A.
Vegas. You think that's how it's going to work?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I hope they do something quick, though, because being in Wisconsin, it's just, you know, 3 years of this with Favre and now 3 or 4 years with this with Rodgers. It's just like, let's rip the Band-Aid off and do something here. So.
Yeah, Paul, I think you're speaking for what we're hearing from a lot of Packer fans, which is just a little bit of the fatigue, and you're coming off a down season. Now, here's the thing. If you guys had won that game against the Lions in Week 18, would everyone be singing a little bit of a different tune?
Absolutely.
Make it into the playoffs. You probably end up, you know, losing to the 49ers, but listen, a lot of teams lose to the 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, the Packers lose to the 49ers a lot.
Especially
even
the
when
postseason.
They're full strength.
And maybe now everyone's like, well, the season started off poorly, but look how it ended. I think everyone would be feeling a little bit differently. But the Packers were bad in that game against the Lions.
But I don't want to criticize the caller, but Paul set us all up for a definitive. The Raiders and Packers have been planning this all along. You said, so you think they plan this? He goes, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, it's such a good setup.
It was a good setup.
Like, yeah,
they wanted the two picks last year as opposed to a pick this year, last year, and a pick next year.
I'm not exactly sure that it worked out.
We
like
got to do some more forensics.
Yeah. We need Joel Corey, CBS salary cap insider, on that one.
How about Sean in Oregon? What's up, Sean?
I got a question for you guys.
Go ahead.
If you were running a team or a business, would you want Aaron Rodgers a part of it?
Is he playing quarterback for my team? Yeah.
Not so much that. I'm talking about just the way he talks and the way he deals with his press conferences and everything else. Would you like that guy the way he talked about his COVID vaccination, and the way he was dishonest with America about that? Do you like people like that working for you?
Well, I mean, listen, Sean, you're right. Rodgers didn't do himself any favors with that. And now he really plays up like everyone was holding this against me. It's like, well, because you misled people, you know, like he seems to kind of forget that part of it. That's why people, I think, had some outrage towards him and felt a certain type of way, is not because he didn't get the vaccine. It's because he led people to believe that he had gotten it when he didn't.
I mean,
that was a hot button issue at the time.
He was immunized, Maggie.
Yeah, we know that. How about this? So this one is, and thank you for the call, Sean. This one is in honor of everyone who's in the YouTube chat today. Because you guys are nuts. Everyone talks about 420 and you guys are like a bunch of teenagers. But I got to be honest, when I heard this one from Rodgers talking to McAfee, I was like, is he stoned?
You ever think about how kind of strange waterbeds were? I mean, that's a weird.
Yeah. They're right. Awesome.
Hey, they had a run, though,
sweet.
Right?
It was like driving a DeLorean and sleeping in a waterbed. That was like the tip top, right? It was those two things.
He's laughing at his own. He's laughing at his own observations, talking about waterbeds. Just like
that is weird.
Just out of nowhere, he was the one who mentioned waterbeds, and then he's the one who brought it back around.
Do you think he just watched the movie Licorice Pizza where the character was a waterbed salesman?
Was a waterbed salesman.
But and then where did DeLorean come from? Was that I thought that, waterbeds were 70s, DeLoreans were 80s, but
well, DeLorean's definitely 80s because it's Back to the Future, right? Was the DeLorean. And then I
gotta
be honest, waterbeds, I had one. My brother, so my brother is 4 years older than me, and my parents actually got him a waterbed when he was in like maybe middle school or maybe high school. Then my brother, after ninth grade, went to boarding school in Massachusetts. So I, of course, took his room immediately. And then I got the waterbed, and I was like in seventh grade. I had a waterbed all the way up to when I graduated from college.
How was
high
it?
School.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I would not like it.
I mean, I'm not like, I couldn't have like a bad back. I was like 15.
Yeah,
you
I was
don't have
say,
like back
I,
issues. You're not worried about it.
My sleep number is 85. I could not deal with a water.
It was okay. Thinking back on it now, I was like, man, that's kind of cheesy to have a water bed. Like, what am I, a single bachelor? Like,
yeah,
living in New York City?
Honestly, like a lava lamp in the corner.
Yeah, about to have
leather couch.
Fondue party, maybe wear a Speedo and a robe.
Like a
yeah.
key party.
Yeah. No, there's a certain lifestyle that goes with waterbeds.
I know
what I mean.
Instead, it was like me with like, you know, a duvet cover with like flowers on it. I was not the waterbed.
Did people
type.
In Binghamton, New York know you had a waterbed? Because I think
all
that,
my friends did. They made fun of me endlessly.
Yeah,
about
I would think
it.
You'd be an outcast for that. And rightfully so.
No, I think I was kind of in middle school. I think I was people were kind of envious, like, oh, cool, waterbed. It's like,
yeah. And I can see a 12-year-old thinking that's cool.
And I think my mom probably said at some point, like, we should probably get rid of the waterbed.
And you never sprung a leak?
Never.
See, that was my big concern about a waterbed. It was like, I will absolutely pop this at some point.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to be like, I'm going to drown myself at
you
night.
You don't weigh that much. You can't pop it.
No, you're not popping it from my weight. And just like, I'm just going to roll over and kick it or like... Something's
sorry, we were not
happen.
Believing that high school Samter was going to be rolling around too much in the waterbed.
Oh, that kind
good
of
luck, though.
No.
Touche.
Nice try.
Yeah, and that's, you know, not to get intimate, but how does that work? Is that good on a waterbed? Does anyone know? Maybe call
no
in.
No.
I have no idea.
No.
I mean, associate waterbeds with, I would assume it probably was pretty good for that.
The motion of the ocean, you know? I just laughed at my
head.
That
was bad.
Hey,
Aaron Rodgers.
You got it out before me. I was about to say the motion of the ocean. But then again, I feel like somebody who has a waterbed probably is the kind of person who talks more than actually walks the walk.
You're right about that.
Yeah,
I
they
be
get
honest.
The waterbed because they're trying to entice people to get into the waterbed.
I
imagine from the woman's point of view, now thinking back on it, if I was like, you know, dating, like, you know, 20s and whatever, and I walked in and a guy had a waterbed, I would Grandpa Simpson meme out of there. It was just like, do, and turn around, and I am gone in an Uber before you can
even
say.
You do the Homer Simpson meme and just slowly crawl back into the bushes.
It could be Homer Simpson or the Grandpa Simpson, both of the memes play.
Wait. Homer Simpson is backing into the field, and Grandpa Simpson is coming. That's one of my favorite episodes, by the way. Bart's a doorman at a burlesque show.
Hang up the hat, put the hat back on and
the
leave.
Best ever. Yeah, I'd like to hear someday, what are your immediate walk out the doors when you're a single woman? Waterbed. But you might not be able to tell if the guy makes his bed. You're not sure it's a waterbed, but he probably told you if he had a waterbed.
No, probably. Well, the moment you sit down, it's like, oh, is this a waterbed? I got to go. Later.
That's tough, though. Like the moment you, like, you're probably getting onto the bed, and it's probably at that point, it's almost like, you know, past the point of no return.
No, that's never past the point of no return. It's called consent, brother. But I feel like it would be, I'd get VD'd. That's like, what I'd be worried about.
You're probably not sitting on the bed first. You're probably like, you know, going onto the bed. And at that point, you're kind of...
You can get up at any time. Anytime.
Yeah, this is
true.
Second, you sit down on that bed. Say, one moment, I just have to call my doctor and get some penicillin before we do this. wait, what are some other red flags? Dirty bathroom, that's bad, right?
Oh, it's the worst. The
picture of his mother on the wall?
That sounds bad. That's but kind I don't of know anyone who does
someone
that.
Someone who likes their mom, though, that's not a bad thing.
No, I think like a framed picture on like a countertop with you and the mom is one thing. But like
hanging on the
like
wall.
A hanging wall picture of the mom looking right at you.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever dated a guy who had a picture of his mom on the
wall. Oh, I've seen them before.
Really?
For women?
Did you have
one? No, men. Like pictures of their mothers on their wall. And I'm like, that's weird, dude. They're like, no, it's my mom. I'm like, no, it's weird.
It's... Yeah, but on the flip side, you don't want someone who's like, yeah, I really haven't spoken to my mom in like 10 years. I'd be like, oh, that's sad, you know, or whatever. Then you get into a whole other thing. What are the red flags?
A messy apartment?
Yeah, but like, it depends what's our level. Yeah. If it certain things, like if it's a little cluttered or whatever, if you have roommates or something, mm-hmm. but if like the dirty dishes in the sink or the bathroom's a mess.
How about an adult?
The tub, guys.
Yeah, that's
the tub.
How about an adult who has too much sports memorabilia on his wall? You walk into his place and it looks like a sports bar.
Yeah.
That's okay. You would like that. Actually, that'd be an attraction for you.
I'd be like, oh boy.
Why did
you want to go out with me? That's what I want.
Some weird pet, like a ferret running around.
I wouldn't like that. Or like people pet rats or snakes or something.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
Snakes at least in like, you know, an enclosure. I feel like that's fine. It's almost like a fish tank. It's almost more decorative than anything else.
They always escape.
Do you know what was a red flag for me as a man?
Yeah, tell me.
Nothing.
Come in, picture the mom on the wall, waterbed. You're like, let's go. Sounds
boyfriend good. Standing there with a shotgun, maybe, but not really.
A line of hands and toes just like hammered onto the wall. No, that's fine.
Somebody that's already cool. Tied to the bed, misery style. Depends how many beers I had, I guess.
No such thing as a red flag in your book.
Does not exist.
It's like, smells like a rotting carcass. You're like, give her a chance. Yeah, oh, she's yeah, a yeah. good gal. You just don't understand her. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Well, think of some more. I'll think of some more red flags. There's definitely more.
Axe got some red flags. I'm sure. No, I'm sure your apartment has no red flags. What do you got?
Oh, well, forget it. I'm the biggest slob there is.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You don't come across that way.
Oh, yeah. I was actually nervous when I had the cleaning girl come in. I'm like, oh, how's she gonna
react? She might quit.
And then, like, 3 hours later, I'm like, how did you do this? Like did like a whole army come in while I was gone and figure it out?
So did you get really, really anxious when a woman does come to your apartment? Do you get nervous?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I get nervous anyway. So.
You don't own a waterbed, do you? Yeah, you don't own a
waterbed. Maybe that's what you're missing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm one of those, you know, the disco balls and whatnot.
Yeah.
So. How about if you come in and the guy's got a race car bed like a kid? Is that bad?
That's not a good sign.
Yeah. So. Would my feet be hanging off the end?
<It's> like, you have to go vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
man.
I wouldn't. That would probably be a walkout. If you made that sound, I would run out. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS.
I just got new rims.
David's God. In the chat. Mess is one thing, dirty is another.
On the car bed. What are you talking about?
I don't know, Stu. Can you dump that last second, that last few minutes of Samter?
Honestly, I didn't even pick up on it, but Perloff said off the air, dude. I don't think Samter still knows what he said.
We're talking about a car bed. You're much dirtier than mine.
We have to go to a break. Rich Ackman.
Someone said Playboy magazine on the table. Mm-hmm. I'd probably walk out. 855-212-4CBS. Coming up, whatever. For CBS. No, we have something. We've got Perloff's Against the Grain. Oh, we've let it go this whole time.
I don't know how I'm going to recover or bring us back on track.
Greeners, get ready. We need you. Time for a CBS Sports Update. Here's Rich.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question comes from James, who's in Denver. Reports now there's a mystery team who's vying for Sean Payton. Who do you think it is? Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros or tweeting it at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. I can understand why someone in Denver might be interested in that because thought Denver might be the front runner for Sean Payton. No, this is a report from Diana Rossini.
I started with Jeff Duncan, who co-wrote a book with Sean Payton, really close to him.
Okay.
Said there's a mystery team that is getting its ducks in order to sign Sean Payton. Now, obviously, it feels like Sean Payton's camp is putting this out. There's also reports today Sean Payton hasn't gotten a single second interview, and there's nobody that wants him, which I find...
Who put that out?
Well, not that nobody wants him, but there's no situation. Well, when you put out $25 million a year, you're turning off a lot of
teams.
Well,
that and the draft pick.
Yeah.
Picks, whatever it's going to take.
I think there's a possibility that there's no perfect situation where Payton thinks the team is good enough and the team wants to invest those picks and that money when they're not close to a Super Bowl. If you had to guess a mystery team, there's one obvious one.
Dallas Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
Yeah.
I don't see that.
Or maybe the Chargers.
I really don't see that.
You think they would have moved on if, you know.
I mean.
If they were going to move on from Staley.
The Chargers, if he really wants $20 to $25 million, I think the Chargers would be smart to spend it, but... There's so many reporters who know that team who say that's not going to happen.
Yeah, and it's just the capital and the salary.
How about Miami?
I don't think they're moving on from McDaniels.
I don't either, but that's why this is a mystery team.
Listen, to be fair to McDaniels, I don't know if he's a great coach, but they did go into Buffalo with a third-string quarterback and had a chance to win the game in the playoffs. I mean, how do you fire a guy after that?
Why do you think he's not a great coach? When Tua is on the field, they were the best offense in the league.
Yeah, I'm just not sure. Like, I don't know if this is sustainable. Is this the first year bump? Is this real? Like, you know, you got to give it a little time.
Right. But he certainly showed some chops his first season because that offense was flying. Yeah, I don't know where else. The other, if it's about being with Tom Brady, then you'd think Tennessee, but no, they love Vrabel.
Yeah, you're not going to get rid of Vrabel. Vrabel has more power now. He got the GM. He didn't get the GM fired. But
Chicago has not said anything about being unhappy with Eberflus. I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, is the surprise team New Orleans and he just goes back and they sign Brady? I don't know.
That's tough. They have just no room to move there. They have no salary cap space, no draft picks. I don't see it.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So the bottom line is the mystery team, we have no idea.
It's a mystery.
They may remain a mystery. Okay, we're talking about dating red flags. Ryan, and that was off the Aaron Rodgers talking about waterbeds conversation. Ryan is in Vancouver, Washington. He's got a red flag. Hey, Ryan, what's up?
Hey, my biggest red flag, anytime I see a girl who is obsessed with everything Disney, just drop everything, turn and run, there's something wrong there.
You know what, Ryan? It pains me because one of my friends is really into Disney, and she's a normal person who's awesome, but she is very into Disney. It's like a family thing, but yeah. Adults super into Disney. I just am not seeing it. Maybe I'm the one missing out. I don't know.
I don't have like random Disney hanging up all over my place, but I don't, but I'm pretty hardcore into Disney.
You're super hardcore into Disney.
Yeah, I love Disney.
Do you know that people judge you for being an adult into Disney?
So wait, have you gone with your wife without kids?
Say again?
How many times have you gone to Disney World without kids? I know you just had a kid.
Not Disney World. I'm just like, I just love all things Disney.
So you never went on a trip to Disney World alone or with your wife?
No, like my parents. But yeah, no, not to Disney World.
You're not into Disney. Go to Disney World. There are people who are into Disney, like wear goofy hats on their day-to-day business.
All things like Disney and Disney, like, you know, Frozen and Cinderella and
with no
Tangled.
Kids, just as adults.
Wait, what do you mean?
I'll sit at home alone, like if it's a Friday night and Tangled is on, like, oh, sweet, I love this movie.
Wait, that's where you are? Yeah.
Well, not anymore. Now I'm married and I do have a daughter, but about 5 years ago, I'd sit at home and watch
as
Frozen
someone
by
in their
myself.
30s, you would sit by yourself alone and watch a cartoon.
Now, I don't think that's
King's
a
top five favorite movie.
Yeah, I don't think you watching Tangled 5 years ago is a red flag. I think it's a red flag on fire on top of a mountain. What are you doing? You were sitting at home alone 5 years ago watching Tangled.
Yeah,
that's
dude. I wouldn't intentionally be like, oh, Tangled is on, I got to stay home. But if I was home and it was on, I would watch it and I would sing along to it.
Okay, we got to get to Jason here.
Does HR know about this? I'm really rattled by this story.
Jason is in Myrtle Beach. That was quite an admission there, Samter. You got a red flag story for us, Jason. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do. You guys might need to try to track that phone number of that last guy. I don't know what's going on there. But look,
he's our producer.
So I was a sophomore in college, and I met this chick at a bar, and for like 4 months, it was awesome. Like, there were no red flags. I met her folks. Everything was cool. Her friends were cool. And then one night, I'm sitting in her crib, and we ordered a pizza, and she decided that she was going to go pick it up. So she goes and picks it up, and I start snooping around her place. I'm like, you know, I'm really starting to dig this chick. And then I look under her bed, and there's like 6 to 8 like Gerber baby food jars that are just packed full of toenail and fingernail clippings. I don't know if they were hers or whose they were or whatever. I didn't stick around to ask her. What? I didn't get any of the pizza. I bounced and never talked to the chick again because, to me, that's a red flag right there.
Oh, my God. Jason, you're lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
That woman brought you to her house to kill you and take your toenails. Nah. I'm so happy you're not dead.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Rex Ryan just called and said, that's hot.
Rex wants our number. Oh, yeah, my God.
That really grossed you out. I could tell that that hit a nerve.
And I'm not like a grossed out by feet person, but that fingernails and toenails, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Okay. So I get yelled at by my wife. We're not allowed to clip our toenails in any room except the bathroom. Is that, what are you guys doing?
I don't think you have to necessarily be in the bathroom, but you have to be collecting them in your hand and then throw them in the garbage.
But there's always shrapnel that just goes off under the rug, though.
You got to vacuum.
All right. Immediately vacuum?
Yes. Guys, fair. Yes.
I mean, I don't collect them in Gerber baby jars. I mean, that Gerber baby jar was a disturbing part of it, too, because, wait, is this a mother? Like, why does she have Gerber baby food jars?
You know, it's funny. When he said the Gerber, I was like, oh, no. And, like, is she eating the baby food? Because that would probably be a red flag, too.
No,
you can't have an adult eating
baby food. I think
a bigger
red flag is she has
food.
A baby. That would be even bigger. A more normal.
How does she have these Gerber baby jars?
Yeah.
From where?
Yeah, so she was hiding the baby under the bed. That would be
or
a real
maybe,
red flag.
Maybe it's
you had a baby this whole time?
Maybe it's a split custody kind of thing. Not hiding a baby under a bed eating Gerber baby food.
Yeah, you might want to be forthcoming with people if you've procreated before you date them.
Yes, Mike is not weighing in on this because he has a 9 o'clock viewing of Pocahontas tonight.
There aren't many Disney movies that I'm not a big fan of. Pocahontas wasn't my favorite.
So he answered that so seriously.
I said this. My daughter is studying Pocahontas and Jamestown, Virginia in class. So she goes, let's watch Pocahontas together. 1990, they were trying to be politically correct. It is the most impolitically correct, trying to be politically correct movie you've ever seen.
Oh, they have to put disclaimers now on all the Disney movies.
Yeah.
Like, we realize that this is a totally insensitive stereotyping, and we're sorry, but we're still going to let you watch it.
And we thought 1995 was evolved.
No.
Not at all.
No. Thank you to Mike Samter. Thank you to Stu Kovacs. Thank you to Hall of Famer Tim Brown, who said doesn't want Tom Brady going to the Raiders.
Thank you to the songwriters of Frozen and Pocahontas.
You guys in the chat, the callers, you're awesome. We'll see you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.